China slams possible U.S. plan to force TikTok sale. As a security risk, TikTok's Chinese owner may face pressure from the United States to sell the short video platform, the Chinese government said on Thursday. It also warned that such a move would undermine investor confidence in the United States. Governments are concerned that ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, may spread propaganda and false material or provide browser history or other information about users to the Chinese government. According to the Wall Street Journal, if ByteDance doesn't sell the business, American authorities may consider outlawing TikTok. Xu Jueting, a spokesman for the Ministry of Commerce, asserted that China will fiercely fight it if the reports are accurate. She made no mention of potential Beijing actions. According to Xu, a forced sale would significantly harm investors from many nations, including China, and would undermine their trust to invest in the United States. Conflicts between China and other countries over technology and security, which are upending the processor chip, smartphone, and other industries, include TikTok as one of their main points of contention. Xu made his remarks on Thursday just before TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu was scheduled to testify in front of a congressional committee in the U.S. on Thursday to argue against the app's continued use being outlawed. TikTok has been criticized by American politicians for posing a threat to national security, with claims that the software may be used to eavesdrop on citizens of the United States. According to his prepared remarks that were made available before of the hearing, Chu is anticipated to tell the U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce that TikTok prioritizes the safety of its young users and refute claims that the app poses a threat to national security. TikTok use on government-issued phones has been outlawed by the parliaments of the United States, the United Kingdom, and New Zealand. TikTok and numerous other Chinese apps, including the messaging app WeChat, have been blocked in India for security and privacy reasons. The Telegram chat app and TikTok were immediately prohibited from being used on devices with access to the networks used by the Norwegian parliament on Thursday, according to the Norwegian news agency NTB. Brothers Pavel and Nikolai Durov, who were born in Russia, invented the messaging service Telegram. The loosely moderated platform is widely utilized by conservatives in the United States, as well as in Ukraine and Eastern Europe. Parliamentary Speaker Masud Gharahkhani stated that the decision is in line with the proposal of the Norwegian National Security Authority and added that the apps should be taken down as swiftly as feasible. Biden, Harris, move toward 2024 re-election run. Despite the fact that U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's first 2 years in office were unsuccessful, she has remained by President Joe Biden's side. Despite low poll numbers, a failure to win over the Washington establishment, and worry among fellow Democrats over a lackluster start in the role, the first female vice president is preparing for another national campaign. As Biden, who is now 80, prepares to become the first octogenarian to hold the presidency, Harris will face a challenging scenario. Harris, 58, would take over if he were to win but fall ill or be unable to carry out his responsibilities. The fact will cloud their 2024 re-election campaign. Although they get along well at work, according to Democratic insiders, Biden is not happy with all of her work. Another factor that has impacted Biden's decision to run again is his conviction that neither Harris nor any other Democratic contenders can defeat former President Donald Trump if he secures the GOP nomination, according to a former White House official. He would not have chosen her if he did not believe she was competent. Yet it's important to continually rise to the challenge, according to the former official who requested anonymity. I do believe that she and the Democratic bench are a factor, the voter said. I think his running for re-election is less about her and more about him. Later this week, Harris departs on a trip to Africa, which might highlight her experience in foreign affairs and bring her the kind of favorable press at home that has so far escaped her. An August 2020 Reuters Ipsos poll revealed that Harris, who was only the second black woman to be elected to the U.S. Senate, was more well-liked than Biden among women, young people, and even some Republicans at the time. However, a polling average by the aggregator Real Clear Politics shows that she has a favorability rating of 39% as vice president, which is lower than Biden's 42.3%. Democrats, including many who have worked in Biden's West Wing, have expressed displeasure that Harris has not taken a stronger stance on important issues, using her platform to protect herself and her running mate from the criticism that could dominate their next election. One Democrat with strong ties to the White House noted the impossibility of replacing Harris on the presidential ticket and stated, "I think this is actually one of the core strategic issues for Biden, how to handle this. It's practically hard for them to change. Biden would lose votes that are vital if he abandons Harris, who is the first Black and Asian American vice president of the United States." The former White House official said, "You cannot replace your first Black woman vice president and think that Black people and women are going to just vote for you. He requires her." Although he hasn't made a formal declaration, Biden has stated that he plans to run as the Democratic nominee in 2024. Harris and Biden have both declared that they will run together. Democrats see opportunities in the 2024 election, despite the vice president disappointing some members of her party. Harris is anticipated to run an aggressive campaign targeting groups like women and minorities with whom she has established relationships while serving as vice president. The opportunity to shine may come with her re-election, according to Democratic strategist Liz Smith. Democrats are going to need to make a hell of a case to win in 2024, and she is at her finest when she returns to her prosecutorial roots and when she can truly make a case. Former Attorney General of California Harris, according to aides and supporters, has been a strong advocate for Biden's agenda. She has focused on initiatives to support small companies, combat climate change, and safeguard women's reproductive rights, all themes that will be addressed in the 2024 campaign. The vice president's primary responsibility is to ensure that the administration's mission is carried out, and she has accomplished this across the nation with great success. Regrettably, I don't believe she receives the recognition in the media that she merits, Marty Walsh, the outgoing Secretary of Labor, stated. In Washington, establishing relationships with party leaders is crucial, but Harris rarely ventures out. And Democratic strategist Bud Jackson claimed she hasn't lighted a fire under the party's establishment. According to Jackson, Democrats assume that Biden will probably be fine for another term, and we don't have to worry about the second in command, because I think in our minds, Biden lasts another term, and then Harris is not the preordained Democratic nominee for 2028. Unrealistic expectations that she would be some sort of rock star as vice president, and that's not fair to expect, are partially to blame for this lack of enthusiasm. Biden and Harris are said to get along well and like each other by those close to them. They get along very well. He frequently leans on her, Cedric Richmond, a former congressman and top aide in Vice President Biden's administration, claimed. Both of them are frequently underrated, and they consistently disprove this notion. When questioned about if there had been any talk about taking her off the ticket, Richmond responded, "I would absolutely state that the answer is hell no." Biden's former chief of staff, Ron Klain, used to meet with Harris once a week. He now meets with Jeff Zients on a regular basis, and the two get along well with senior advisor Anita Dunn. Her engagement with policy, according to others who work in or have worked in his West Wing, was insufficient. "I don't think the president sees her as somebody who takes anything off of his plate," a second former White House source said, adding that Harris had been slow to the game on crucial issues out of a fear of messing up. In response, Harris's supporters argue that by advocating against abortion restrictions, Harris has relieved the Catholic president of that burden. Joe Biden is adamant about his position. "I believe that it has also been challenging for him to discuss it in the same manner as the vice president," said a third former White House representative. In light of the fact that Democrats outperformed expectations in the midterm elections last year, Biden praised Harris's efforts on the subject. One of her assistants remarked, "She realized this was a topic that mattered to people from the outset." She was correct, and the results of the November election reflected it. Voters of all political persuasions were eager to defend access to abortion at the state level, which largely benefited Democrats. Some policy initiatives haven't been as successful. As Biden gave Harris the responsibility of coordinating his administration's response to the influx of individuals fleeing Central American nations for the United States, Republicans pounced on Harris over immigration and migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. "She has visited the area three times and the border with Mexico once. She seems intelligent to me. She does not see this as a victory for her politically, since it isn't. It's a very difficult problem," official from the current administration noted. Her mandate, according to Harris's allies, was to concentrate on Central America rather than handle border security generally. The third former White House official stated, in reference to generally lowering migrant crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border, that was not her assignment. There was a crew whose job it was, I believe.